Thunder Bay. The city of Thunder Bay paid 588 employees at least $100,000 or more last year. According to the annual public salary disclosure list, 41 more than made the list in 2021. Topping the municipal list is city manager Norm Gale, who took home $268,836 in 2022. Now retired police chief Sylvie Hoth was not that far behind, earning $263,999 last year, while police sergeant Justin Dubuque earned $260,506, about $12,000 more than acting police chief Dan Taddeo, who earned $248,494. Fire chief Greg Hankio made $208,482 in 2022. The city wasn't the only institution with high numbers on the list, which includes the salaries of municipal and provincial employees who make more than $100,000 in a given year. Lakehead University wound up with 388 on the list, led by President Moira McPherson, who earned $360,000 last year. In total, 18 employees at the university took home more than $200,000, a list that includes employees at both the school's Thunder Bay and Orillia campuses. At Confederation College, President Kathleen Lynch was the lone employee to top $200,000, bringing in $226,923 in salary for the year. There were 132 employees at the college who made more than the threshold required to make an appearance on the list. Not surprisingly, some of the highest-paid workers on the so-called Sunshine List came from the healthcare sector. John Haggarty, Senior Director of Addictions and Mental Health at St. Joseph's Care Group, made $410,637, with two other psychiatrists topping the $400,000 mark. President and CEO Kelly O'Brien was the 11th highest-paid employee at St. Joe's, earning $336,963. A total of 167 employees made the list. At Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center, 491 staffers made the list, led by Dr. Robert Shepard's $389,242, followed by President and CEO Rhonda Crocker Ellicott, who made $375,000. Dr. Janet DeMille led all employees at the Thunder Bay District Health Unit, where 20 people made the list. The Medical Officer of Health earned $362,998 last year. The Lakehead District School Board had 335 employees make $100,000 or more, with now retired Director of Education Ian McCrae earning $183,872 last year. At the Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board, Director of Education Pino Tassoni made $207,498 last year, one of 365 employees who met the public salary disclosure threshold. Neither of Thunder Bay's MPPs made the list, having both been elected for the first time last June.